Woman Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 38 of our 40 days of Teshuvah audio devotional. Again, daily we read Psalm 51, which is actually a beautiful psalm regarding a repentive heart, a cleansing of our heart, asking God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, and also Psalm 27. Again, we've been using the El Hep prayer as really an outline as we search our hearts and prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The goal of El Hep is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He never gives up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time we are doing spiritual house cleaning. Again, we are in the 10 days of awe, and this is day 8 of looking at, again, our own personal spiritual annual renewal or review. Today we're looking at thoughts. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and see if there be any harmful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Psalm 139, 23-24. In the past year, has my thought life been pleasing to God? In what ways do I need to get my thoughts in line with His Word? How can I better take control of my thoughts so I can be pleasing to God, and who knows my thoughts and intents of my heart? El Hep 39, for the sin we have sinned before you through baseless hatred. Definition of baseless means without a base, having no foundation or support. Baseless hatred is a disease of the heart and has caused the suffering of many people, including the Jewish people, from the Spanish Inquisition to the Holocaust. Also, baseless hatred of others for the color of their skin has caused misery and suffering as well. Hatred begins with the root of bitterness, which will become a stronghold in our life and keep us in bondage if we do not deal with the root. Number one, have we become offended, or have we committed offenses, and have we held on to unforgiveness instead of stopping it? Or do we rehearse the pain and it becomes a stronghold and you become even harder within your heart? If we do not deal with offenses, it will lead to resentment. Three, if we continue to be resentful, we will begin to entertain thoughts of retaliation or payback time. Number four, if we still do not deal with bitterness, resentment, and thoughts of retaliation, it becomes a stronghold of anger and rage, which is, again, a big bitterness problem. Number five, hatred. Where does your bitterness go back to? You need to go back to where it happened and work through to forgiveness. Forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. Number six, if we have not dealt with the sin, by the time it becomes hatred in our heart, what happens? The elimination process or violence. And number seven, which ends in murder, real or with our tongue, Lashon Hara. Through writing, through ihara, evil looks. As the saying goes, if looks can kill. All come from bitterness, which turns into baseless hatred. Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Galatians 5:20-21, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew 5:43-48. You have heard it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, What do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covereth all sins. Letting go of bitterness prayer. Father, in the name of Yeshua, help me to let go of all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger and animosity. You are the one who binds up and heals the brokenhearted. I receive your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. I receive emotional healing by faith, and I thank you for giving me the grace to stand firm until the process is complete. Thank you for wise counselors. I acknowledge the Ruach HaKodesh as my wonderful counselor. Thank you for helping me to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. For it is you, Father, who works in me to will and act according to your good purpose. In the name of Yeshua, I choose to forgive those who have wronged me. I purpose to live a life of forgiveness because you have forgiven me. With the help of the Ruach HaKodesh, I get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. I desire to be kind and compassionate to others, forgiving them, just as in Messiah Yeshua you forgave me. With the help of the Ruach HaKodesh, I make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For I know without holiness no one can see you, Lord. I purpose to see it that I do not miss your grace, and that no bitter root grows up within me to cause trouble and defile me. I will watch and pray that I enter not into temptation or cause others to stumble. I declare that I have overcome resentment and bitterness by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony in Yeshua's name. Again, for mistakes we committed before you through baseless hatred. Ask yourself, when I disagree with someone on an issue, have I let it degrade into a dislike for the person himself? When someone wronged me, was I eager to take revenge? And when someone wronged me, did I bear a grudge? Shalom and Yeshua.